Book battles have become a regular feature of school board meetings across the country. In Catawba County schools, there's a twist. The woman who's requested that 25 books be removed from school libraries was elected to the school board last fall. She's now voting on her own appeals to the board at long special meetings that draw crowds, police, and media attention. WFAE's Ann Doss-Helms reports.
The public comments at Monday night's Catawba County School Board meeting would probably sound familiar anywhere that books are being challenged.
Our children need to be protected.
Let us welcome facts, welcome literature, welcome history.
I think the F-letter word is in there 27 times. How in the world can you let that book be in the hands of your kids?
In this case, the book in question was the young adult novel Monday's Not Coming. It's one of 25 that's been challenged by Michelle Teague, co-founder of a group called Mama Bears of Catawba County.
I believe that we need to raise our kids with some respect, and we need to guard them at certain ages.
Other counties in the Charlotte region have chapters of Moms for Liberty, a national parents' rights group that started in Florida. Like Moms for Liberty, Mama Bears started out resisting mandates that students and teachers wear masks to protect against COVID-19. And later moved on to book challenges. In March of 2022, Teague filed requests to have 25 library books removed. One was a picture book about a gay pride parade, which was part of the teachers-only library at her granddaughter's elementary school. The rest were books she found in middle and high schools. Among them are Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale, Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye, and Khalid Hosseini's The Kite Runner. On each challenge form, Teague indicated that she had not actually read the books. Instead, as she explained at this week's meeting, she checked websites such as booklooks.org, which searches out profanity, violence, and sexual content, especially the kind it classifies as aberrant, in books that are available in schools. The site includes citations of offending material.
I went behind and looked at the things that they have actually talked about.
Teague says that while she started by just checking for offensive passages, she later read some of the books. Meanwhile, local opposition mobilized. Kevin Sparks, a retired physicist, is one of the founders of Catawba Freedom Readers. He says these disputes are being cast as a battle over fundamental moral values.
I would say 2/3 of the speakers that are speaking against keeping books in schools in favor of censorship will bring a Bible to the lectern, or will quote Bible verses, or will say, your souls are in peril if you don't do something about this.
4 of the 7 school board seats were on last November's ballot, and the Mama Bears put up 4 candidates. Teague was the top vote-getter, followed by fellow Bears Don Sigman and Tim Settlemyer. The 4th seat went to retired educator Leslie Barnett, who won a second 4-year term. That denied the Mama Bears a majority and set up some interesting dynamics for the months to come. Meanwhile, Teague's book challenges worked through the system. First, each school that had challenged books convened committees to review them. Those panels decided to remove 4 books from middle schools, but to keep all of them at high schools. Before she was elected, Teague started appealing cases to the district, which meant convening new panels. Assistant Superintendent Lee Miller estimates that educators and administrators have spent a combined 3,200 hours reading books and weighing Teague's challenges.
We want to be diligent in the process and make sure that we're serving our students and we're serving the parents and the people who have concerns.
When Teague did not prevail at the district level, she appealed to the school board, which by this point included her. And that raised the question, could Teague legally and ethically vote on her own appeals? Board members Jeff Taylor and Leslie Barnett argued that's a bad idea.
I don't think it's appropriate to sit in judgment of a challenge you initiate.
I said it's sort of like a prosecutor presenting his case and then sitting on the jury.
Yeah.
But on August 21st, when the first 2 book appeals reached the board, Teague said she would not recuse herself.
I'm not biased. I'm passionate about children and their educational welfare.
The board's lawyer said the law does not require her to step aside. Barnett made a motion to recuse Teague, but it failed on a 3-4 vote, with Teague voting against her own recusal. In a meeting that lasted 5 hours, the board then voted 4-3 to remove Out of Darkness and to keep Beyond Magenta in high school libraries. This week, sign-carrying speakers on both sides gathered outside the Catawba County School System's office in Newton for a special meeting on the book Monday's Not Coming. 6 sheriff's deputies were on hand.
Why? Why? Why?
Local Democrats had brought the state party chair in for a press conference, but called it off when they concluded it might be disrupted. Diana Jemison showed up with a hand-lettered sign detailing all the profanities she found in Monday's Not Coming. She went back and forth with the people who were there to oppose the book's removal, and with a reporter who balked at putting her sign on camera.
He said WBTV couldn't use this sign because of all the words on it.
Once the meeting began, Laura Eckerd argued against book removal by reading a passage from Ezekiel that refers to lust, whoring, and nakedness. And she noted that there are other racy Bible passages.
Song of Solomon is a book of love. Talks a lot about boobs.
Eckerd said she was making a point about book challenges that rely on highlighting the most salacious passages. The Bible is a wonderful book, she said, but
some of it, when taken out of context, would you want to read that in front of a room full of people? I know I didn't.
The only student who spoke was Madeline Beisler, a senior at St. Stephen's High School. She said she and her classmates don't need to be protected from profanity or uncomfortable material.
This is my phone. I can find anything I want to on my phone. So, I mean, if you're going to put a phone in my hands, why not put a book in my hands?
Monday's Not Coming is a novel based on a real case, narrated by a girl whose best friend, named Monday, doesn't show up for school. Adults in the story ignore warning signs about what's happening to Monday, and the story ends with the discovery that she's been killed by her own family. Speakers on both sides agreed on two things: that the content of the story and some of the language made them uncomfortable, and that it reflects a painful reality for teens. They split on which aspect was more important. Carrie London, the mother of a 10-year-old, said the book should stay.
Not only because it takes this harsh view of what our children live in and makes it known, but because our children should know what their friends are going through, they should be able to see and recognize evidence of abuse.
Others took the view of school board member Tim Settlemyer, who said there are better ways to make the point.
Child abuse is wrong. Child neglect is wrong. Murder of children is wrong. You could have come up with that without all the vulgarity, without all the sex. Why was that even needed to be put in there? Was it to normalize it or something like that?
After 3.5 hours, the board voted 4-3 to restrict access to students who are at least 18 years old. The three Mama Bear board members voted no, hoping to get it removed. So, the Catawba School Board has now weighed in on 3 books, which means there could be 20 or so still to come. Board member Jeff Taylor says he worries that the district, which serves just over 15,000 students, is becoming known as the book ban district.
The time we're spending on this, we're not talking about making our schools safer. We're not talking about how we hire and retain high-quality staff. And my concern is, if we become known for this, we will not only retain high-quality staff, we will repel high-quality staff.
Teague said in a brief phone interview that she knows there's more to being a board member than removing books from libraries.
We can't be just focused on books. That's just one item. There's a lot of stuff going on with the school system.
But she quickly ended the call and declined to talk about her vision for Catawba County Schools. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.